experiencing. Experiencing is zazening. Zazening is experiencing. Zazen is this upright sitting experiencing. And in this practice, there are the aspects of noticing emotion, thought, and bodily experiencing. The noticing emotion, thought is necessary because otherwise, often, we entangle in it and miss this experiencing, miss this bodily experiencing. So to enable us to notice, to clarify noticing, we have various aspects of practice. We have various sutras, gathas, and more, verses of different sorts, to help us to notice, to enable us to do the effort of untangling what's entangled, to work with the entangling, because of itself, the entangling dissipates, ceases to entangle in the process of practice, in the process of zazen. One of the texts we use is the, what we call Gatha of Atonement. Sangemon is the Sino-Japanese way of pronouncing the text. Sometimes it's translated as Gatha of Repentance, or sometimes Confession, or sometimes Confession and Atonement. Gatha means a short verse. There's more to that word, but that's the simplified translation. So, we have a Gatha of Atonement, and I'll start with the first line, which we translate as, all harmful actions ever committed by me since of old. There are other ways of translating that Chinese or Japanese text. It's actually probably connected to a Sanskrit text, but so all harmful could be all, sometimes translated as all evil actions, sometimes all karma, all crooked, twisted karma, even various other ways we could translate it into English. Ever committed by me since of old. Ever committed by me since of old. Excuse me. All means all. We could simply say, I repent. But there's a need to clarify ongoingly this for our practice life, our efforts, our noticing, in order to enable us to take the necessary steps right now as a result of noticing right now. So there isn't all in the sense of there's many things to take care of right now. And yet there is the sense of all that whatever arises in our memory, in our awareness, in our noticing is what we take care of. And yet when we vow with the Gatha, we vow for all, everything, what I see now, what I don't see now, what I'm aware of, what I'm not aware of, what I don't even ever get aware of, all. And you'll see how that makes more sense once we get to the second line, ever committed by. But we'll go one step at a time. All harmful actions. All harmful actions. In one sense, that's an easy English word as compared to something like evil karma or twisted karma. So just say harmful is simple things that we do that harm. Whatever harms, whether it harms myself or others, whether I knew it was going to harm, or whether I didn't quite think about it. I wasn't attentive to what I was doing. I wasn't attentive to the consequence of what I was doing. I wasn't attentive to the results of what I was doing. And doing is all harmful actions. So actions is all sorts of actions. There's actions of body, actions of mouth, actions of thought. Remember, thought is an action, even if it never comes out. Actions is not just what's seen by others, but actions is what we ourselves notice, even if no one else notices. And yet there's consequences. And of course, it's all the more so with actions which are repeated, actions which are strongly held, whether we notice it, whether others notice it, whether they go unnoticed and yet we indulge in them, hold on to them. In a way, the translations where they call this all the twisted karma or evil karma is clarifies it from a different direction, in the sense that our body actions, our mind actions, our voice speaking actions, our thinking, feeling, our emotion, thoughts, those that we hold to and entangle in, have consequences. See, we know our body actions have consequences. If I bang on a table, it has consequences on the table, it has consequences of sound, it has consequences on for those around me when they hear it, feel it. And of course, that's speaking. But even our thoughts, the emotion thoughts, the motion thoughts that are expressed and visible and sensed by others, and those that aren't and yet have consequences for us. Consequences include beliefs and harms of the beliefs that we hold on to about, if I generalize it, who, how, what. The act these out, these forms of attachment, if I use that word, the forms of entanglement, and they have ripples into our life. So the Gatha is enabling us to notice them and, if possible, do, I'll call it remedial action of experiencing, remedial action of even further, and we'll get to that, of atoning, of confessing, of, if we use the word, repenting, but we'll get to that. All harmful actions ever, ever. See, we are, our practice is ever, but it's always right now. So ever is from when? Who knows when? We can say, oh, it's ever in this lifetime since it has, the past has cause effects in how I am now. That's one way. But we can go beyond that in a way, but we don't have to figure it out. We know, of course, past has consequences in just how our body is, what body, mind we are so-called born as. That's the past cause effect. All sorts of streams that manifest as our life now, whether it's in the streams of what our parents lived like, what happened to them, what others did to them, or what we did to others. This is all our life here now physically, and the gatha is to take care of it here now. Here now. In Buddhist cosmology, if I say it that way, there's all sorts of realms, but we don't have to go figuring those out just yet. Know that our gatha has consequences in all those realms. We don't have to figure it out. And that's the power of it, the one aspect of the power of it. So, this life, we don't have to figure out anything further. We know all sorts of physical, mental aspects of this universe moment. This universe moment. We can see it in all sorts of ways. We can experience it in all sorts of ways. And we can take care of it in all sorts of ways. And one way to taking care of the whole universe is this moment experiencing. Because this moment experiencing is the whole universe opportunity. To whatever extent we attend to, ever committed by me. Good question is, who is me? In one sense, me is this body mind. In other sense, this karmic stream, if I use that kind of word, this karmic stream of accumulated cause-effect that manifests as me. Don't have to know more about it because it's all right here, right now. That's why experiencing is so powerful with us. Since of old, old goes back to wherever we want to look at it. Don't have to say too much more. Of course, many of you are aware that in Buddhist texts and in some of the talk that the historical Buddha gave, he talked about the cycle of birth, death. He's talked about his own past births and practice in various realms. And if it's appropriate, sometimes that comes up for us in our practice. And sometimes it doesn't. Don't have to go looking for it. But when we do the gatha of atonement, in a sense, we include it all in saying, sense of them. Now, in the traditional text, it's just committed by me. The way we do it at Prairie Zen Center is we've added a line where we say the same first all harmful actions ever committed to me. The reason for bringing it up, adding that, is because sometimes we focus just on things done by me. But the reality of how we live often is that we have this, I'll call it this bounce back effect. If we believe things are done to me, we feel justified in bouncing that back as reactions, as a justification for reactions and blame, whether with ourselves or to others. See, in the midst of this mysterious cause and effect universe, this ongoing impermanence of cause effect, it's valuable to notice that committed to me aspect and how that plays out in harmful actions. And in the opportunity of harmful actions that we can atone for, that we can repent for, that we can take care of. Taking care of it is most valuable, because that's the whole point of this gatha, to enable us in our zazening and in our noticing, in our actions, bowing, reciting, to take care of this so that we can fully live and be this experiencing awakened life that we are. Okay, this is going to take more than just one talk, so I will end now and pick it up next week with, I've got three more lines of the text to talk of. So I'll just stop here. Thank you. And next week, assuming everything goes as I plan and as we plan, I'll continue with the next lines.